I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. The Center for Disease Control estimates 44 Americans fatally overdose on prescription opioids every day, exceeding the number of deaths caused by motor vehicle crashes. So how did we get here? The opioid epidemic began in the 1990s when physicians were required to begin recording patients' pain levels as a standard vital sign. This raised the expectation for doctors to treat pain as a requirement of quality care. Pharmaceutical companies encouraged doctors to prescribe opioids to treat all sorts of pain, often using misleading marketing about safety and effectiveness. As the dangers of opioid abuse have become increasingly apparent, many people are open to drug-free alternatives. Patients often are encouraged to explore other treatments for chronic pain, such as non-opioid medications, special exercises, dietary supplements, yoga, meditation, and behavioral therapy. Many of the nation's leading healthcare organizations also are stepping up to provide more extensive education to providers on the latest evidence regarding chronic pain physiology and therapy. Guidelines often encourage providers to address acute pain with rest, elevation, and ice, and when opioids are appropriate, to limit prescriptions to a few days or a week, tops. Additionally, many hospitals are shifting to non-opioid-based drugs to help many patients manage pain. So while the U.S. healthcare system may historically bear some responsibility for the opioid epidemic, it currently holds many of the solutions. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.